Calling all mystery fans. Calling all speculative fiction fans. Dick Meteor is on the air. Not everyone is as busy as a private dick, but I'm sure some listeners out there have felt the pain of not getting enough downtime to consume entertainment. That's why I'm happy to tell you about Sandman Plus. Finally, a streaming service that streams directly to your brain while you sleep. No more wasted hours of dreamless sleep. Sandman Plus has arrived to fill those hours with mindless entertainment. Personally, I've been catching up on all the episodes of Martian Law and Disorder while I snooze. That Glacklock always gets his man. Type the code DICKMEDIOR at checkout, and they'll even throw in Sandman Classic, featuring the hits Show Up to Work Without Pants and I Didn't Know There Was a Test Today. Say goodbye to the random unpredictability of your own brain, and say hello to a full night's sleep of brain-rotting entertainment. Yeah, I'm glad you guys gave me that complimentary subscription.
I've never felt more rested.
Greetings and salutations, interstellar sleuths and gumshoes. Ripped from the Sunday funny pages and flung into deep space, it's time once again to thrill at another daring adventure of Dick Meteor, Intergalactic Private Eye. When we last left our hero, Dick had barely escaped from the terrible understation. He was then told by Annie, his android secretary, that he had been summoned. Dick had gone to the bridge dock at the request of Captain Admiral Horatio Perk.
It's a simple question. Where did you disappear to?
What?
You vanished off the biological scanners for 6 hours. So, unless you figured out how to survive in the vacuum of space, you were somewhere on the station that's undetectable. So where were you?
Look, Captain Porkchop, the only person I'm that honest with is Sambot, and he has to get at least 4 Nykar juices in me beforehand.
Dick was quick to learn that his faithful bartender, Sambot, was missing.
Sambot was on the station. You know it, I know it. I think Perk knows it too and was covering it for some reason. We need to find out what happened to him and if it'll happen to any other androids.
I am at your service.
Good. Let's go be bad guys.
Oh no! How will Dick and Annie find their friends now? Will Dick rise to the task? What secrets are hidden on this old station? And will Dick ever get his sorely needed drink? Find out tonight in an episode we like to call Attack of the Drones.
All right, Annie, we have to find out what happened to Sambot.
Is that the reason we are delicately treading through the station, ensuring that we are not seen?
Yes. Everything that happens on this station is recorded in the station logs. So, here's the plan. We sneak into the station log archives, we find out what happened to Sambot, and then we go rescue him from whatever trouble he got himself into.
These station logs are kept behind those doors. Only the captain has the code to open them.
I don't think he'll give it to us nicely.
And what course of action do you propose, Richard?
First, we hide in that alcove. We wait for 2 station personnel to come by.
Yes?
Then, we're going to jump out and judo chop them. We'll have an astonishing blaster battle where you barrel roll through the air and knock one of them out with your iron thighs. We'll drag them back and steal their uniforms and their code keys. Then, as we're pretending to be them, we'll get the station computer to call the captain and say there's a disturbance by the station logs, and we'll say that we need the code to get into the station logs to check it out.
Station log doors opening.
How did you do that?
I simply thought about what we knew about the captain. He is an arrogant, bloated, and self-praising creature. What Captain Perk has in notoriety, he lacks in intelligence. From that knowledge, I was able to deduce the 5-digit code that only an imbecile would use.
Which is?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I need to change the code on my luggage.
What?
Nothing. Earth reference. Let's go. I'll be on the lookout. You try to hack the files.
I shall do my best.
Dick watches nervously as a communications port slides out of Annie's index finger.
Should you really be sticking your finger in there?
I believe that most female humans would have asked the same of you.
When did you get sick burn protocols? Won't they be able to track the hacking back to you?
Not if I do it quickly enough.
Annie, I've heard stories about that firewall. It could fry you alive.
Are you concerned about me, Richard?
No. I'd hate to have to find a new secretary. You're the least annoying option.
I am experienced in code breaking, Richard. Unless you would like to give it a try during this critical juncture, I see no other logical option.
Annie!
But...
Annie, are you okay? What happened?
I have located Sampot. He is on Infera.
He was exiled to the planet below? Why? What did it say in his file?
The file of Sampot 20.17 has been manually removed from the station archives. It was difficult to find the signature of the one who the programmer was. The only numbers I could find in the encryption were 0314.
0314? Who is that?
I do not know.
We better get out of here before someone finds us. Come on, Annie.
What do you propose we do, Richard?
Well, it seems the simplest thing would be to steal a pod, go down to Infera, and get my bartender back.
As I have told you before, going planetside is dangerous.
So is staying on this station. Life is dangerous. You can't let that stop you from moving forward.
Do you even understand the operating schematics and technicalities of piloting a space pod?
It can't be that hard.
Then there is a high probability that you will crash on Infera and die before you can even...
Annie, I'll be fine. Look, just hide out in my office for a while. Lock the door till I get back.
Richard.
Yes?
Be careful.
I'll be back soon.
Annie Droid?
Yes.
Your presence has been requested on the dock bridge.
Now?
Yes.
I am disinclined to acquiescence to your request.
Now, droid!
I have no choice but to follow the orders I am given.
Oh no! What will happen to Annie? Our hero is oblivious to Annie's distress, among other things. He jumps into a pod.
Unauthorized pod access.
No, you must be mistaken. Just a routine power coupling check.
Voice recognition inconclusive. Please speak again so we know accurately who to punish. Captain.
There's the power coupling. That could have gone better. Now, how do you work this thing? I wonder what this one does.
I made a horrible mistake!
Dick prematurely rockets off to the planet below. After a bumpy landing, he is hoping to find his friend.
Man, I haven't been to planetside in a long time. It's weird knowing the gravity here isn't artificial. Nothing smells like metal or cleaners or recycled air. It's all fresh air and grass and mud. Yep, there goes my shoes. At least I hope that's mud. Sambot!
Dick! Dick Meteor? What are you doing here? What in tarnation? Did you get removed too?
Removed? No, I'm here to take you back to the station.
Oh, no, no. I can't go back there. A storm's a-coming!
Why not?
I don't want no trouble in my place!
Sambot, snap out of it!
Oh, hiya, Dick! You want your regular? Thanks, Dick. Sometimes a slap across the face is just what a fella needs.
Sambot, focus. What happened to you?
Oh, Dick. When did you get here?
I'm asking you that. How did you end up on Infera?
I'm not sure. You see, one minute, I was working in the space bar, wiping down the bar, and then the captain comes in. I say, hello, because it's rare seeing the captain alone. Normally, he's got company, if you know what I mean. Company I can't tell his wife about. Anyway, he sat down and he spoke to me for a little bit. He was a little rude. I know he's not the type that don't care for no robots. And then, the next thing I knew, I was here. I think somebody stole my bar.
So the last thing you remember is the captain coming to see you?
Yeah, he said something about planning he was doing. I assumed it was for re-election.
Sambot, your file has been wiped from the station records. Do you have any idea why?
Why would someone do that? That would make it so I never existed. But here I am.
I don't know, but I'm going to find out. Something is going on, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
I'll do what I can to help you, Dick. You've always been a loyal customer.
Once we get back to the station, I'll take you up on that drink.
How are we getting back to the station?
That's a good question. My pod kind of exploded.
You're the reason we can't have nice things.
Come in, this is Dick.
Richard, you need to hurry back. Something's gone.
Annie? Annie!
Oh no! Will Dick and Sambot ever make it back to the station? What is happening to Annie? Who is removing living beings from the station logs? And what does Captain Perk have to do with any of this? Find out in our next thrilling episode entitled, The Great Escape of Dick.
Hey everybody, Justin here, creator of Dick Meteor, Intergalactic Private Eye. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Attack of the Drones was written by Elizabeth Bird and Justin Howe. Performed by Richard Burt as the announcer, Elizabeth Bird as Annie Droid, Kayla Sandusky as the station computer, Jamie Campbell as Captain Perk, Taylor Schoonover as Sambot, and Justin Howe as Dick Meteor. Underscoring performed by Corey, Show Me How. Mission Impossible Remix by Robin Johansson, found on YouTube. Additional sound effects were found on freesound.org. This episode was recorded from the respectable social distance of our own homes and mixed and edited by Justin Howe. Dick Meteor Intergalactic Private Eye is a production of Just Puppets Productions. If you'd like to support the podcast, head over to anchor.fm/dickmeteor and click the support button. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Who put in sick burn protocols? That was not me.